This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Now we talk to the mayor, the newly elected mayor of Maluti Apofong, Gilbert Mukotso. Good morning. Welcome to Power Talk.
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
I suppose congratulations are in order, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, you ran a serious campaign as MAP 16, Maluti Apofong 16, as a civic organization. And, of course, you do have a history with the governing party. You were partly in the ANC, and then, of course, at some point, you tried to stand up and support a motion of no confidence. You were dealt with, and you eventually left the party. How would you say your relationship is with the African National Congress? Gilbert? Radio silence. Team? Gilbert, you are back.
Sorry, sir.
I couldn't hear you. I was just asking. I'm not sure if you got my question.
Yeah, then I did hear your question, yeah.
Okay, can you please respond?
Yeah, then I say that the ANC did expel us in 2018. In 2019, when we ran for the by-election.
Mm.
As independent, contesting 15 votes. Out of 15 votes, then we won 10. Then after we won 10, we returned back to the community and talked to the community. The community agreed that we can form MAP 16. Then now we are MAP 16. Then we did run a good campaign with the community of Maluti Apofong. After the first election, the first November election, we won 20 seats in Maluti Apofong.
Mm.
Now, as I'm talking to you now, yesterday, then I was elected as the mayor of Maluti Apofong.
Indeed, and of course, that was one of the hung councils, Mayor. Which parties are you working with in that particular council?
Yeah, we've got different parties in our coalition, but then I can name the Congress Party of South Africa, then I can name the DA, Freedom Front Plus, AULA, AIC. Then the ESF, we were having an agreement with the ESF, but yesterday then they pulled out, they said then they are abstained because they needed the position of the speaker, then we didn't give them the speaker. So that's why then they pulled out yesterday. But we managed to win yesterday all the positions that we were contesting, the community position,
That line is a little shaky. Team, can we try take that line back and make sure? Because I really want to hear. It seems as if MAP 16 wanting to take all the available seats. I want to see how they are going to share the power with the other opposition parties that they have, worked with, counting DPSA, counting DA, counting FF Plus in that arrangement. The people that gave them the seats to get through Maluti MAP 16, of course. Coming out with 28.55%, they're giving them 20 seats, ANC at 39.2% with 28 seats, and saying that the EFF decided to abstain in that particular council. These are the issues that we are interested to hear, the nuts and bolts of how these arrangements are, and whether or not the mayor believes this will make for a stable arrangement against the African National Congress. 17 minutes past 10, it is right now.
Power Talk with Lukhona Mguni. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Power 98.7.
It is 19 minutes past 10. I'm made to believe that the mayor's line is more stable now. Gilbert Mukotso joins me, mayor at Maluti Apofong. Mayor, you were still, walking us through in terms of the arrangement there. Now, you say where you contested, you won the positions. I wonder, though, how are you going to make sure that the arrangement you have with the various political parties makes for a stable government in Maluti Apofong? Will you be sharing some of the responsibilities with the opposition parties?
Yes, then we are going to share the responsibilities with other political parties. In the track, then we put another guy from another councillor from the Kwankweta Party of South Africa. When I elect my mayor, then I'll put other parties in my mayor, in my executive. Then we agree in principle with other parties that the thing that we want is service delivery to the people.
Mm.
That's what will make this coalition work.
Now, talking about service delivery, there have been a lot of issues there. And of course, this is quite a vast municipality. I mean, we've seen serious issues in towns like Harrismith, questions around water. If you go to Puta di Chaba, there are also other problems that you may find. Just take us through, Mayor. What are your key priorities as you walk through this journey now, you know, having taken over the government of the municipality?
Yeah, it's true, it's true. Then this municipality got a lot of problems. Then we know that we are battling with electricity, the whole of Malutapofung. Then the priority, water is the priority, because even now, then there are still people who are getting their water from the dodo trucks. Then it's a problem. Then we don't have roads in Malutapofung. Then we are battling with sewer spillage and the joblessness of the people. So when we talked with the other parties, we did agree that we had to maybe then sit down and check if maybe then we can resolve that problem. I think that problem can be resolved. There is another problem of the debt of Eskom. We are owing Eskom something like 6 billion. It's a lot of money, that one. But then we'll talk to the Eskom and make an arrangement and see if maybe then we can try to pay the current account.
Are you scared that, you know, there may be moves to try and frustrate your government?
It might be. But if maybe then the leading party at the province can try to frustrate us, they are going to make a big mistake, because 2024 is coming. Because if maybe then try to frustrate us because we've got the coalition, in 2024, then the people will not vote for them.
And now, also talking about the priorities, just give us a sense of how big this municipality is in terms of budget. How much is your budget? And of that budget, currently, how much of it is going to actually, paying salaries and other personnel-related costs? Because some of the municipalities are actually struggling on this issue, saying that a lot of their money is going to paying salaries rather than service delivery.
I think most of the municipalities in South Africa, then they are the same. Even this municipality of Malutapofung, they still have got the same problem. The budget of the municipality is something like this, is 2.4 billion. But of the 2.4 billion, you'll find that most of their money then go to the salaries, not service delivery. But we are going to restructure, more especially the employment of the workers. Then we are going to check if maybe then we can reduce other posts. Maybe then people can reduce their salary so that we can manage to do service delivery to the people. But it's a big problem.
Indeed it is. And of course, service delivery is what people are really looking forward to. There has been a lot of talks, Mayor, about, municipalities are outsourcing a lot, going on tender, even on the small things. Is this something that you will be looking at in the municipality to see what a capacity can you create for the municipality to be able to directly deliver some services to society rather than relying on outsourcing through the tendering system?
Yeah, that thing of tendering and outsourcing, then we are going to maybe then check. Only the big project then can go to outsource it. But there is some smaller project where then we can say the people of Malutapofung, the workers of Malutapofung can do it. Something like maybe then when you want to patch the road, or maybe then kind of marking the road, we can use the people inside to mark the road.
And of course, part of the municipality's work is to make sure that there is active local economic development. I am aware that there's a special economic zone there, which some people are very hesitant as to whether or not it works properly. Are you happy with that special economic zone and how it works? What will you be saying to the provincial and national government in order to ensure that there is stimulation of local economic development?
Yeah, we are going to talk to the province so that maybe then we can take part at the SEZ. Currently, the municipality of Malutapofung, the SEZ is in Malutapofung, but
yes,
you will find that the municipality is not involved there. Then we are going to talk to the province so that we can be involved in the SEZ. Because the SEZ is supposed to give the people of Malutapofung work. Then we are going to talk to the province then to see if maybe then we can resolve that problem.
And of course, what other, areas of development are you looking at? What do you think are the key low-hanging fruits for Malutapofung in terms of unlocking that local economy?
We've got the factories in Harrismith and Kwakwa. Then we are busy now talking with the investors so that they can invest in the factories. Now then we're talking with the people who are going to do maize meal in Kwakwa. They are busy now trying to do to put the machine inside so that they can hire the people. Immediately when they do that, then we can maybe hire the people so that the people can work there. But local economic development then is what we want to do there at Malutapofu.
The Auditor General has previously said of Malutapofung, there's a need for a focus on cleansing the municipality of the culture of non-performance and lack of consequences. As the newly elected mayor, what systems will you be putting in place to ensure that there is performance but also consequence management?
Whereby we find them, there is some fault, then there will be consequence management. But I'm going to sit with all the staff, maybe then sometimes next week, to talk to them, to show them, because there are other people who are not coming to work. We know about it. But we are going to talk to the workers, and if maybe then there is a problem, then consequence management then will have it.
So when you say people don't come to work, are these employees of the municipality who just decide not to pitch for work without good cause or reason?
The morale of the workers was very low. Then we are going to resuscitate the morale of the workers so that they can come to work. That's why then I say that most of them that didn't come to work.
It might be early days, Mr. Mayor, to talk about, you know, the skills and competence composition of your council at this stage, because probably you haven't had the time to really look through, you know, what each councillor brings to the table. But you know that this has also been a great talking point to say that we need to make sure that our councils have the right skills, our councils have the right competence, because they have to process such, you know, complex issues, including audit outcomes by the Auditor General. What do you think or what do you make at this stage of the composition of your council, and whether or not you've got a complementary skills set in council?
Then immediately when we start working, then we'll see what the skill that we have. Then after that, then we can talk to you, because for now, then I can't respond to that one. We know that this municipality for the past 21 years, they did get the disclaimer. No. They didn't get the team audit even in one financial year. So we are going to check the skills that we have in the municipality.
And of course, I can't let you go, Mr. Mayor, without this parting shot. You were indeed, expelled from the ANC at one point because you were at odds with the then sitting mayor there, Vusi Tshabalala. But we also saw the interim leadership in the Free State Province, suspending Vusi Tshabalala, accusing him of working with your group. What is your view on this?
No, then they did suspend him, but not for working with us. They say that he was working with another group that we've made the coalition with them, not us.
Oh, so you were not part of those independents
because
said it might be you because of your previous ties to the ANC.
No, it's not us, man.
So you are nowhere near working with him.
No, we are not working with him.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, we wish you all the best, and indeed we will catch up once, you know, council has been constituted, the committees are in place, and you've gotten on with the work, and just to check how you are dealing with those issues that you have highlighted of water, electricity, that bill to Eskom at 6 billion rands, and of course other issues that will be important in you running an efficient municipality.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's Gilbert Mukotso, mayor at Malutapofung in the Free State. Of course, that's a municipality. If you drive on the N3 to Durban and you Lule Harris Smith, that municipality starts there. And then if you drive internally all the way to Putadichaba, areas of Kwagwa, it's a huge municipality with massive problems. As you can hear, says the municipality has never received a clean audit.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.